And what's more, what made them think they could persuade their audience by promising them heaven and places above? Even if they had been brought up in honor, wealth, power, and education, it still wouldn't have been likely that they could inspire someone to take on such a challenging task. However, under those circumstances, their expectations might have been somewhat more reasonable. But as it was, some of them had been working around lakes, some with hides, some with custom duties, jobs that couldn't be further from philosophy, and persuading people to aim high, especially without any examples to show. In fact, they not only didn't have any examples of success to point to, but they had examples of failure right at their doorstep. For many who tried to bring about changes had been completely annihilated. And I'm not just talking about the Greeks, although that was significant, but among the Jews themselves at that very time, who had not just 12 men, but many more working towards their cause. Both Theudas and Judas had large groups of followers, but they perished along with their disciples. The fear from their examples should have served as a deterrent if they hadn't been so firmly convinced that achieving victory without divine power was impossible.